This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Finding Normal, was delivered on June 7th, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
That's okay, I'll do. Okay. But you can give three ways. You can give by texting NHHI to 808-793-5588, or you can go to our website, New Hope East Hawaii. Or you can mail it. For those of you here, if you want to give, we're not passing the buckets because we're not passing germs. So there's the acrylic box on the wall over there to your left, behind Doc. You can drop your tithes and offerings in there. There's envelopes at the table. And you can drop your prayer requests in there also. So this is a real challenge now, because when you stand up and walk over there, everybody's watching you, so don't worry about that. Whew. We have some guidelines that I just want to share with you as the requirements. We have requirements from the government, from the CDC, from our Foursquare denomination on reopening church. So. Here's the guidelines. Masks should be worn at all times during a service, with the exception of those singing and speaking. So if you want to not wear your mask, I guess you better volunteer to speak or volunteer to sing. Any hands? No? No hands. I mean, you want to wear your mask. Okay? So, and in case you've forgotten your mask, then you can grab an extra one at the desk. Thank you, Marsha and Christy. They're doing temperature checks at the door. So if you're out of the range, which is, I believe, is 100.5, then we're going to ask you to participate from home via Facebook. Families, you may sit together. Yes, so Joe, if you wanted to bring your family, you guys can sit together. We will make a special table for 14 for all of you, all right? But be it known that Joe, I believe you're singing next week, so you got to be here, and Kella. Okay? If you have traveled internationally, domestically, or inter-island, or had visitors from any of these destinations within the last 14 days, we ask that for the health and safety of your brothers and sisters, you remain at home and watch our service online on Facebook, New Hope East Hawaii Facebook Live. If you have any signs or symptoms of respiratory infection or fever, cough, sore throat, for the health and... oh, Pastor Aaron, I need help. You got to speak. Just kidding. He's going to punch me out later on. But if you have any signs of illness, please stay at home and watch from our website. Or if you're at prone to illness or you're in the higher risk, same thing, watch from home. If you don't have internet and you really want to be here, then by all means, just come, wear your mask. You know, especially if you're elderly and you're prone and you need to be here, come. But if you traveled and all that, please just take a couple weeks off, and we'll welcome you when you come back. All right, you got it, man. Those of you who are on Facebook and watching, what a sight to see all of our brothers and sisters 6 feet apart, spaced out. Every other row in church is taken out, and. But it's so nice. It was just so nice to see you here. And how was the live worship? Wasn't that like man? Was that? Of course, it was hard to hear all of you singing with your mask on, but it was just so beautiful to have that live music and the drums and the instruments. It was just so beautiful, and I'm so glad that. We are allowed to come back, and I think maybe we have taken church for granted, that we'll be here every week. I know I did. And when they told us we couldn't meet, I was like in shock. And oh, it's like now that we can, it's like, oh, I'm so glad. You know, a few weeks ago, I talked about back to normal. And, you know, when we come back to normal, it's going to be a different. And I was saying that hopefully it's a better normal than what we used to, you know, with the crime and the drugs. Hopefully it's a better normal. But now, today, we're going to talk about finding normal, because we got to find that new normal. And, I mean, look at it now. We used to make fun of seeing Asians running around with masks on. I mean, I used to make fun of them because I think, like, what? They think they're going to catch something. It's like, you know, and now we are the ones wearing the mask. And I was like, oh, boy. And that's part of finding this new normal, man, wearing masks. Someone shared a post on Facebook, and they said, can we uninstall 2020 and install it again? Because this version has a virus. And I was like, that's so true. Can we just, like, start all over again? I don't think so, but it's, like, so different now. You know, I started the year, like, with, you know, great expectations, high hopes. It was wonderful. And then all this stuff started happening. And then by the middle of March, I was like, no way, they're not going to shut down the church. And then by the ending of March, sure enough, you know, so much things are different now from the beginning of the year. So very different than we know. So much different from the normal we used to know. And that is no longer here. And I don't think we're going to ever go back to normal how we thought it was, but I think we have to find a better new normal to live our life. You know, I'm a sports fanatic. I love watching sports. Sometimes if sporting events are on and it's a Saturday and I have chores to do, my honey-do list, If I don't discipline myself to turn off the TV, I will watch sports all day, from baseball, basketball, football, auto racing, tennis, you name it. If it's competitive, I will watch. And, you know, I think moving forward, you look at the sporting events now. NASCAR. I'm a NASCAR fan, and people make fun of me. They tease me like I'm a redneck because I like NASCAR. But I don't know, I just do. I enjoy watching people turn left and go in a circle for 3 hours. And they've been doing it with empty stadiums, nobody in the seats. And I was thinking, like, wow, even if it was to space people 6 feet apart, couldn't you still do it? But it's empty. You watch, I mean, because there is no baseball, no Major League Baseball, I've been watching Korean baseball because it's sports. And the Korean baseball, they play with nobody in the stands. They put dummies in the stand one time. And it's like, shoots. You know, moving forward, I don't know what the sporting events will look like. But I cannot imagine. You know, when you hit a home run and there's no, like, nothing, you know, church online, really, church online has been difficult because you try and preach in front of a camera. There is, like, no reaction. Nobody's laughing at your jokes. Really, they could be, but you don't know. The one thing good about wearing masks, for all of you, I cannot tell when you're yawning. You're falling asleep. You know, you guys can yawn all you like now and not be picked on. You know, I don't know if we're going to continue to do church like this or continue to sit closer or spread out more, bigger buildings, less people, go in the gym with you know, sections roped off, or do two or three services. You know, I'm not sure how it's going to be moving forward. You know, we can gather. And the one thing I really would hate to see is this virus get spread through the church, and then nobody we invite to church wants to come to church because of, you know, catching this virus being spread to the church. That's why we take this safety precautions seriously. You know, when we think about, you know, finding that new normal, because we got to make so many adjustments now. I think about when Jesus was crucified. He was crucified. He was put in a tomb. And could you imagine what went through the disciples' minds? These guys, they left their jobs to follow Jesus. And now they look and he was crucified. He's dead. What do we do? Do we return to our old jobs, our old lifestyle? What would be our new normal? How do we find it? And I was thinking, like, you know, this, we're going to have to make some major adjustments. I mean, when I go past the supermarket and I see a line waiting to go in, I just keep driving. I'm sorry. I'm just eating something that I have at home. Nothing new. You know, not, and sorry, honey, I wasn't able to get your salad because there was a line going in the store. I'm not about to wait in a line to get into a store. That's crazy. I mean, one year, Pastor Dennis took me to Las Vegas on Black Friday because my wife wanted to go shopping so badly. And when we went to the outlet mall, there was a line to get into the Coach store. And I'm thinking, seriously, who stands in line to get into a store to pay $300 for some bag that can hardly hold anything? My wife? That's who. Now I think, who would stand in line to go in a grocery store? Most of us would. It's like, we gotta get used to standing in line and going to buy groceries, unless you get up very early in the morning and you beat the crowds there, unless you're a kupuna and they let you in early at certain hours, and sometimes I pass. Yeah. But when they ask me, I said, no, I'm sorry, I'm not, I gotta be honest, I cannot lie. But it's like, we got to find this. We got to find it. And I think the faster we find it and adjust to it, the faster we can get on with life. And if you think about it, throughout our entire lifetime, from the moment we was born till now, we all been finding new normals. If you think about it, when you were a baby, right? You couldn't crawl, and then when you got to crawl, you had to adjust to that new normal. When you got to walk, you had to make another adjustment because it was a new normal. Now you could run away from your mom or your dad, right? And then when you could talk, a new normal because you could make a request. I don't want spinach for dinner. I want ice cream and cookies, right? And then when we went to school, big adjustment. Now I gotta do my homework. That I didn't adjust to that until later in high school about that homework and studying thing. That's why I had a hard time. It took me so long to get used to this new normal. And then, when you go from elementary school to middle school to high school, you gotta keep making adjustments because everything is changed. So when you get married, now it's not about you. When you have children, it's not about you. We have been adjusting to new normals all of our life. And I thought about it. It's like, yes. So we should be pretty good at this. We should be pretty good at making adjustments, wearing masks, sitting 6 feet apart, standing in line to get into the store so we can stand in another line to check out. I mean, my wife likes Disneyland, so I'm used to standing in lines. I hate it, but I'm used to it. But I still cannot see myself standing in line to get to the store. I will stand in that line if it's only like 5 or 6 people. But when the line zigzags, I'm sorry. And then because the bank I go through is right in front of the store, when I'm walking to the bank, it's like the front of the line, right? Everybody just looks at me like, am I going to cut? But it's like, sorry, guys, I went to the bank, so lay off me. So I think the biggest new normal that I faced in my lifetime was when I said yes to Jesus Christ. When I said yes, the whole lifestyle thing changed. Totally opposite from the world's way. So you and I, if you've been a Christian and you have changed, your life has been transformed, then you know what it's like to find that new normal. And I think the faster we find it, the faster we can move on and keep going forward. So throughout all these things, there was one constant thing that never changed, and that was Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our relationship with Jesus, even that should change. We should be growing closer and closer to Him. Day by day, as He teaches us, leads us, and inspires us. See, we have to change, even with our relationship with Jesus Christ. It cannot stay the same. And I hope during this pandemic that it has changed. You have grown closer to Him. You have learned how to hear His voice. You have learned how to take His word and put it into action. So we need to find our new normal. And in finding our new normal, this is what should be part of it. Number one, prayer and devotion to God should be like a very, very, very vital part of our new normal. Psalms 55:17, evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. For me, I think I pray more than evening, morning, and noon because of what I do and what I get to do. I am constantly talking with God and trying to hear His voice. I mean, in the morning when I get up, thank you, Lord. When I'm turning out of Paradise Drive, oh, Lord, please, just hold it back so I can get out. When I'm turning left, oh, Lord, you know. But wisdom, I never turn left coming out of Walmart. That is just crazy. That's not wisdom or not faith. It's just insane. Morning, noon, and night. I mean, that if you can do that and even more, that's an excellent way for us to maintain correct priorities throughout the day. I mean, even Daniel followed this pattern in Daniel 6:10, and Peter did in Acts 10:9 and 10. The prayers of God's people are effective against the evil in this world. And so we need to, our new normal, man, pray. How many of you guys, you go to the market, when I go to the rubbish dump, I pray for no line. When I forget to pray and go to the market, there's a line to get in. That's on me. Sometimes I even pray for a parking stall. How many of you pray for a parking stall? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You're talking to God. I mean, you pray. You know, we see that ambulance drive by. I pray for whoever's in there. You know, Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Whatever we do, you know, whatever we do, we pray and we thank God. Whatever we do, let's do it with that spirit of excellence. Do it for God. Do it in his name. So if you can do everything in God's name for God, I don't think you'd be doing that, because if you know you're doing it for God, wouldn't that on your conscience, like, oh, I better not do this. So for me, when I drive, I gotta drive in God's name so that I don't curse the guy who's weaving in and out of traffic, cutting me off, and, you know, turning right from the left-hand lane, cutting across lanes. Oh, I get crazy when I see those. And I think it only happens to me. Yeah, and it's like, so I think if I drive for God, in God's name, then there'd be less cursing, like saying you knucklehead or you dummy or dangerous person. I think if we did that, I think we would do less bad if we did it in God's name. And we pray and devote our time to God. You know, our relationship with God, it should be at a new normal, a better normal, with all this time. You know, some for those of you who had to stay at home and work, you know, you should be closer. For those of you who still had to go to work, you still should be closer, because you still should have been doing your devotions and your prayer. You know, our relationship with God now should be closer. Should we have more knowledge of him, and he has more knowledge of us. We should be known by one another. 1 Corinthians 8:3, but if anyone loves God, he is known by him. We can all be known by God when we show love, when we model him by showing love. We can be known by God when we spend time with him, we pray, we devote our time to him. So we do need to do this. This is going to be a better part of our normal by praying and devoting more time to him. Number two, we got to live with that sense of urgency. You know, it's like if you look at the things that are going on, you kind of think like, man, with all this chaos going on, God, Jesus should be coming back soon. I mean, if you think about it. In Luke 21:10-11, Jesus, this is the words of Jesus. Then he continued by saying to them, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, plagues and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. I mean, if you look at that, you think, man, this stuff is happening now. And these were the signs of his return. We don't know when he's returning. No one except the Father knows. So we shouldn't be worrying about that. What we can do is make sure that you and I are ready for his return. People are always concerned, like, oh, I think he's coming back. And they worry. And I tell them, you know what? The only thing you should worry about is making sure that you're ready. And what else we can do? We can have a sense of urgency in getting the good news out for people to hear. We cannot put things off. Like, oh, I will share Jesus with them the next time I see them. Or I will share Jesus at our next family gathering. You know, because the next thing you know, it might be weeks or months or years, and we need to be urgent in our relationship with God. Urgent to pray, urgent to read, urgent to apply what we learn and what we hear from our reading. And when I think about urgency, I think about, man, if a water pipe broke in your house today, would you just let the water fill up and fill it up until it leaks out your doors? Or would you like have a sense of urgency, like, oh, I need to get this done before more damage happens? How much more is a life worth? How can we take the message of salvation with urgency to those who need it? Think about that. How can we take this message, the message of hope, the message of peace, cure, to those, the message of eternal life to those who need it? 1 Thessalonians 5:9, for God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Christ Jesus. You think about, why would God create us, send Jesus to die for us, then let us go to hell? God didn't make us for hell. He made us so that we could obtain salvation through Christ. But they say that not everybody's going to go, you know. In fact, the Bible says many will find that way where the gate is wide that leads to destruction. But we have a choice to share with them and let them choose. Because for those who never heard, maybe some of our friends never heard the good news explained to them in such a way that they say, I got it. I understand. Maybe that's why they're headed down that wide path to destruction. Who is God going to save through you? Who does God want to save through you? You know, right there, many thoughts run through our head. Who does God want to save? And names are popping up. Write those names down. Start praying for them. Start looking for them. Go find them in the stores. If you know where they were, go hunt them down. Tell them you love them. Tell them God loves them. Many we know are headed for hell. And we can either do nothing or take action and let them know that there is hope for them. Someone in heaven loves them, died for them, and wants to spend eternity with them. So we, you and I, we gotta live with this sense of urgency in getting people saved. And now is a great time because you don't have to invite them to church. You can tell, hey, check us out on Facebook. At 8:45, New Hope East Hawaii, we go live. Check it out. And that's it. It's so easy because you don't have to pull them by the ear, drag them to the gate, make them take a temperature, put on a mask, hand sanitizer. They can watch from home. In fact, all of those guys at home now watching, they're just like, ha, I'm at home watching without my mask. I can breathe. But that's okay because we get to see each other here. So number three, hey, the new normal, follow God's lead. I mean, really follow him. Not with motion, not with words, but with heart, hand, feet, everything. Follow him. Actually follow him. What you read, obey, and do. Deuteronomy 5:29. Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me. Always keep all my commandments, the me, capital M, as God, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. You know, there's a difference between doing something because it is required and doing something because we want to. God is not interested in forced religious exercise and rule keeping. So we're not going to force you to follow him, to read his word, and to obey him. Because if we want to and we love God, we will do that automatically. He wants our hearts, our lives completely dedicated to him. If we say we love God, obedience will follow. Amen? God told Moses that he wanted the people to incline their hearts to fear him, to want to respect and obey him. You know, would God lead you to the wilderness and not provide for you? I don't think so. In 1 Kings 23:3, the king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to carry out the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people entered into that covenant. When Josiah the king realized that Judah was in a terrible situation with their religious life, he did something about it. It's not enough to say that we believe what is right. We must respond with action, doing what our faith requires. You know, you and I have so much work to be done. God is not forcing you to do it, but because of your love for him, I would hope that you would do it. And part of that work is to share his love with everyone. Jesus said, love others how I love you. I mean, you think about how Jesus loved us and we are to love others that way. That's not easy. But we can start by trying to love others. And this, I'd like to leave you with this morning, from Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Because, I mean, if you're reading along with us, we're just coming into in the middle of Ephesians. It says, therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. You know, I think time is running out. And like I said last week, the closer we get to the return of Christ, the more attacks from Satan is going to come about. So when the next thing comes, don't be like, oh no, not again. Be ready, be prepared, have your foundation laid on Jesus Christ. So equip yourself, prepare yourself now by reading the word, so that when the next attack comes, you'll be ready. Amen. I'm gonna close by offering the prayer of salvation, not only for you, those of you here, but if this video on Facebook is shared by you or your family or your friends, man, think about where it could go. You know, think about them saving your family and friends now, saying that, wow, I shared Jesus with them through this video, so I didn't have to go and tell them, but you told them indirectly in this way. So bow your heads and close your eyes. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, and my personal Lord and Savior. If with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if anybody here prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody here? For those of you who prayed this prayer on the video, wherever you may be, Man, it would be great that you would let us know so we could pray for you. Either just type in a message on the comments saying, I pray that prayer, so that we can be praying for you. For those of you who are on Facebook, I mean, you're welcome to share this message with anybody out there. But, man, we find this new normal, and we get going. We get our wheels in motion, and we go and we make disciples, we move forward, we share, we love, and we do God's work. Amen. Okay, you can stand with me. We're gonna sing one more song. So
you've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.